This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Deborah Scott walks into a Florida emergency room with her two-year-old, saying the tot's, quote, acting crazy, swinging her arms erratically, bouncing off walls, and not sleeping. It doesn't take long to determine the child's exhibiting the same symptoms as someone tweaking from drug use. Lab reports confirm the tot tests positive for methamphetamine and opioids.
Nancy, few details have been released on how the toddler consumed the drugs, but what we do know is that Scott waited nearly 12 hours to get the child medical attention and did not call 911. Scott is reportedly new to the area, moving into a home that was previously known for drug use. Scott was arrested at the hospital, and it's unclear if she's made a plea.
Deborah Scott, now charged with felony child neglect. Three Florida teens in custody after allegedly assaulting the Easter Bunny at the Coastland Mall. The bunny is actually a woman in costume working at the mall's photo stage. The 24-year-old victim says as she heads to a break room, three juveniles attack her, push her back and forth between them, pulling on the costume, eventually knocking her to the ground. Security guards pass three teens, two 13 and one 14, to Naples police. Two teens arrested for battery. The third issued a juvenile civil citation for battery. To you three juvenile brats, no Easter Bunny for you this year. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Pennsylvania woman tied to a suspected cult is denying any role in her parents' murders. Michelle Zako says she's been falsely accused. In a handwritten letter shared with our friends with the Associated Press, she claims the public is being misled about her and the so-called Zizian Group, an alleged extremist network now linked to six deaths across three states. Authorities say Zako supplied the gun used in the January shooting of U.S. Border Patrol agent David Milland in Vermont. That incident exposed a broader investigation into the group's activities. Zako, group leader Jack Lasota, also known as Ziz, and another member were arrested in Maryland, charged with trespassing, obstruction, and illegal gun possession. Zako has not been charged in the 2022 shooting deaths of her parents, Richard and Rita Zako, but was questioned. Lasota was briefly detained during the investigation. In her letter, Zako denies involvement, defends Lasota, and calls media reports false. She also distances herself from group members linked to other violent incidents, including the killing of a California landlord. The case remains under investigation. The Indiana Supreme Court has scheduled the state's second execution in over 15 years. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner explains, Benjamin Ritchie, convicted of killing a police officer in 2000, is set to be executed next month.
In September 2000, Beech Grove police officer Bill Toney was shot and killed during a foot chase following a police pursuit of a stolen van. The suspect, Benjamin Ritchie, turned and fired four times, fatally wounding Officer Toney. Ritchie was convicted of murder and other charges in 2002 and received the death penalty. Since then, he has filed multiple appeals, most recently arguing that his trial attorney failed to investigate potential cognitive impairments stemming from fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and childhood lead exposure. He also contended that his age at the time of the crime, 20 years old, should be considered. The Indiana Supreme Court denied his latest motion. Justice Jeffrey Slaughter stated that additional evidence of cognitive impairments likely wouldn't have influenced the jury's decision. However, Chief Justice Loretta Rush dissented, emphasizing the importance of ensuring Ritchie had effective legal representation before proceeding with the execution. Ritchie's execution is scheduled before sunrise on May 20th. It will be Indiana's second execution since 2009, following the December 2024 execution of Joseph Corcoran, who was convicted of a 1997 quadruple homicide. Corcoran's execution marked the end of a 15-year hiatus in the state's use of capital punishment, largely due to difficulties in obtaining lethal injection drugs.
Benjamin Ritchie's execution is set for May 20th, pending any further legal developments.
Thanks, John. 29-year-old Matthew Tyler Henry, a new dad and proud. April 15, he sets out in a white Ford Mustang to the local Tractor Supply, Dunlap, Tennessee. Witnesses say he's seen in the parking lot having a conversation with someone in a Chevy Silverado truck. Matthew never seen again. His family says he would never just walk away from the new baby. Matthew, white male, 5'8", 160 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes, has his mother's name Beverly in a red heart tattooed on his chest. There's a $3,500 reward for info leading to his whereabouts. Anyone with info on Matthew Tyler Henry, please contact Dunlap PD, 423-949-3319. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. We do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.